Hello, Internet. It is Saturday, the 3rd of April, 2010. My name is Stuart Poss, coming to you from Audio Boo. Now, a couple of days ago, I pretty much began by saying how much I was refreshed and reinvigorated by the experience of getting back on my bike. So it turns out I tried to cycle again yesterday. Made it to work okay, unscathed, but unfortunately, on the way home, after being a bit tired after work, well, I went to look at my watch as I was coming across the cycle path that goes cross-country between town and home, and lost control and came off the bike. Now, sure, I'm not the first person in the world to have fallen off their bike, but I did injure myself. As I came off the bike, I came over the handlebars, landed with all the weight on my left arm, and it hurt. Quite a lot, in fact. So much so that when I came home, I discovered that my arm had swollen up and my watch was being quite constricting around my wrist. So, yeah, for the rest of the evening, it just hurt. And the thought did cross my mind to go in to A&E because it was that painful. But I decided against it because on a busy Friday bank holiday night, I didn't think that would be the best idea. Frankly, I'd probably be the least of the NHS's worries when there are drunks in the building. So anyway, yes, I went this morning. I went along to accident and emergency. And yeah, I've had an x-ray. And I've got a fractured funny bone. A fractured humerus being the technical term. Which isn't very funny at all. I suppose I will laugh at it more when I look back on it later. But, you know, for the time being, I'm in a sling now. And I'm going to have to be off work for, well, at least a week to heal up. So I suppose on the one hand that is plenty of time to audio boo and tinker with the technical stuff, but I'm not being paid for that, unfortunately, so yes, not a good start to my supposedly fantastic return to cycling. But it has to be said that despite having to go to A&E, I also did have a doctor in the house this evening. That is to say, the brand new series of Doctor Who, which began on BBC One at 6:20 this evening. And it was very, very good. I have to say, the wait was well worth it, now that Russell T Davies, didn't like him much at all towards the end. Now that he's gone and has been replaced by Stephen Moffat, the first episode, at least, was very good. And hopefully we'll get more of the same. Matt Smith's debut episode as a Doctor was very, very, very well worth waiting for, in that he has shown to be eccentric and a little bit mental, which is what the Doctor is all about. His new companion, Amelia Pond, or Amy Pond as she prefers to be called in the series, is played by the stunning Karen Gillian, who in the police uniform was, well, ding dong. Well, I think that pretty much sums it up, and hopefully we'll see more of the same throughout the series. Has to be said, the production was very good. I very much liked the bit where they, for some reason, don't understand why they decided to do it, but just randomly zipped from the Doctor's eye through all of the mobile phone users. That was weird. But overall, very good production. And towards the end, of course, the new set pieces for the new TARDIS interior. Well, wow, very promising, and the idea of there being more rooms and it being bigger inside now, and that there'll be different scenes in different bits of the TARDIS, that's something to look forward to as well. So yes, there's a lot to look forward to in the year ahead as far as Doctor Who is concerned. And I suppose that's all I can really speak intelligently about today, so I think I will leave it at that for this particular audio boo. I've been Stuart Posk, thank you for listening, and thank you for putting up with my whinging about bikes and whatnot. Hope you're all well, and hope to speak to you all soon. Bye.